This tip is part of a series about writing good scenes. Scenes are the building blocks of stories, novels, memoirs, films, and plays, and writing scenes contain a variety of skills. Several tips ago, we talked about where to begin or enter a scene, which is as late as possible. We closed this series about writing scenes with The Far Side, how to end a scene. We'll look at two components of this: when technically does a scene end, and what are the options for ending a scene? First, let's get the technical aspect out of the way. Generally, a scene ends when one of these three things change: time, place, or point of view character. Put in a blank line and the new scene begins. But whether or not you actually put a visible break between scenes, you can't just flow from one to the other. It's a style choice. You still begin the new scene as if it were standing alone. Second, where do you end a scene? There are many opinions on this, but I'd say there are two common types of endings you want to master. One type is on an important note or moment. In an earlier tip, I said that the scene should end in a different place than where it began. Thus, your scene might end with an emphasis on that new information or change. This kind of ending should have a strong close, a dramatic action or line. Another type of close is the cliffhanger. You can achieve this by breaking the scene in half. This is common in thrillers or any story with parallel storylines, where you can leave one and go play in the other for a while, leaving the first one hanging. But a way that works in any genre is to end by emphasizing a new unanswered question, a newly opened or deepened conflict, a major setback, something that makes the reader need to keep going on to the next chapter to find out what happens next. Now, here's your action step. Evaluate each of your scenes and try to bring them to a big close. Something, a question, a cliffhanger, a dramatic action, something that causes the reader to turn the page. If any of your scenes end softly, if you, metaphorically speaking, wander out the door rather than slam it, ask, would you keep reading? And maybe, does this scene even belong in the story? And if it does belong, try out different endings, different ways to keep the pages turning. For more two-minute tips from Charlotte Litt, listen to Beyond 300 episodes of this podcast or visit charlottelitt.org/tips.